What are the genetic effects of radio frequency fields that are emitted from cell phones? Now, to start with, this is a 10-minute talk, so I kind of simplify everything. If you have questions, just you can ask me specific questions. You can ask me after the talk. And now, the first thing that I have to say is that we are not dealing with one entity, radio frequency field. It is a very complex entity that has different qualities. For example, the frequency, duration of exposure, the waveforms, those are the built-in quality of the exposure that determines the effects of the exposure. So when people tell you that, well, radio frequency field causes this, it does not generalize to all radio frequency fields. You have to ask, what are the frequency? What are the duration of exposure? What kind of modulation that you use in your exposure? So genetic, the material, genetic material is DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid. So one conclusion is that radio frequency fields can damage DNA and cause, of course, when you damage DNA, the cell tries to repair, and in that process, it make mistake and it causes genetic mutation. And of course, genetic mutation can possibly lead to development of cancer. So this is a DNA schematic drawing of DNA molecule, which is also called a double helix, which is basically like two spaghetti twisted together. And they are joined by this so-called bases. Martin Brank was talking about this GAGA, those are these bases. So these two strains, these are DNA strains, the two strains of DNA molecule. And once in a while, bricks can form on the strain. Now, if a brick is formed on one of the strains, it's called single strain bricks. If very close by on the other strain, there's another brick, the whole molecule will separate. Because they're so close together, there's a brick form here, a brick form here, the molecule will separate. And that will form something called double strand break. Now, double strand break is a big problem because the cell lost the information of how to repair the DNA. And that is the time that mutation can happen. A single strand break is not that serious because the other information is on the other side of the molecule. Now, in the RF radio frequency study, most of the DNA study use something called the Kamen assay, which is a very sensitive method for doing DNA damage